And for Off the Block, I'm Vinny Lopes, and we are now joined by UC Irvine men's volleyball head coach David Niffen. After his team knocks off number one Grand Canyon in five, and coach, have to ask, how would you assess your team's play tonight? What do you think of the way you guys were able to come out and get this big non-conference win?
Yeah, I think Brett Sheward said it pretty well after the match. He just said, you know, I thought we were aggressive and composed. And there was real, real healthy tension between those two things that kept us right in a sweet spot. Even when we weren't playing great, and even in moments when Grand Canyon was playing great, we just kind of kept resetting and not going away, which was really, really comforting to see as a coach.
Well, coach, take me through the fourth game, especially you're facing match point. Call initially goes to Grand Canyon. You challenge to get overturned. How confident were you when you put out the paddle or the green card that you were going to get this overturned?
Pretty confident. I actually think both sides did a great job of just being confident with their challenges. I think the challenges were all appropriate. The challenge that we run into is when we're not getting a fully televised match, we're dealing with fewer cameras and a slower frame rate. So, you know, I think probably missed a couple opportunities both ways, but the reffing crew was great about it and just saying, hey, look, it's inconclusive. This isn't a great look, and real professional with it. I think both coaches saw it well tonight and challenged appropriately.
Well, coach, talking about after that big challenge, you win the overtime and then come out in game five, big run start. What do you feel was the biggest difference late in the fourth game and in the fifth game?
Well, I mean, obviously, Will Darcy hit his stride there a little bit. You know, he's been out for a long stretch of really the fall and then most of the season, and his first match out for us, you know, on the court was against USC at USC when we lost. And, and that was right when Nolan went out with an injury. So, you know, we get one guy back who's a little out of shape and hasn't played for a while. And we just thought, well, long leash and he's going to get better and just got to give it time. We know it's in there. But he hit a whole different level tonight just in terms of comfort and feet to the ball. And, you know, it just got to the point where it was like, well, if we don't know what to do, let's just give it to the big guy.
Well, coach, you had Darcy play well. You also had Hanno, 29 kills in the night. What can you say about his performance, what he was able to provide for your team?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, he almost gets overshadowed tonight because he's just so consistently good. There's really nothing that's shocking about that performance. And it should be shocking because he's, in my eyes, he might be the best volleyball player in the country just in terms of the total package. And he's just been so darn consistent for us. We got to be careful not to just expect greatness all the time. But the thing about Elir that I love the most right now is it's not just the volleyball. It's so fun to watch him just compete as such a mature human at 20 years old, and that's a big growth moment for him, and that'll benefit him for the rest of his life. That's a career, you know, and life. It's just so fun to watch the maturity he's playing with right now. He's becoming a leader among boys, and it's very cool.
Coach, looking at this tournament moving forward, you know, you can celebrate the win tonight, but you got two more big matches. What is your message to your team after a match like this, knowing that you got another big match coming up tomorrow?
Yeah, tournament play is interesting because we don't overlook an opponent, so which means, you know, we're pretty prepared for the first opponent of the tournament, and I would say we're fairly underprepared for Lewis, and in a healthy way. But my message to the team is let's go up and, you know, watch a couple sets live because we're here, and so eat a little dinner, and you know, they'll take that 10-minute break between game two and three. We'll head back to the hotel and get some rest, and then we'll break it down a little bit tomorrow and get tactical. But, you know, rest, recovery. Thank the parents for coming out to support us. Basic stuff.
Yeah. All right. And final question. We'll end it on this. You know, after a big win tonight, what's your message to Anteater Nation?
You know, it's so fun to watch. Like, our basketball teams are doing well right now. Our fall sports, you know, both soccer teams with the Big West Championships. Our water polo teams did great and making runs in the NCAA. And it's just been a fun year for Anteater sports in general, so we're grateful to be a part of keeping that momentum going.